And later on, we put air conditioning in one or two. It's just hot upstairs in those big houses. Downstairs always cool because it's insulated. The second story always insulates the bottom. That big oak trees around where the ground didn't get hot. So they're very comfortable downstairs, whether you had a breeze or not. Upstairs, you couldn't sleep when I first went over there, and I had all the bedrooms upstairs. Then, as I got older, I moved downstairs to them. Got two rooms downstairs, one used and two bedrooms.
How many rooms did you have in that house?
How much,
right? How many rooms did you have in that house?
I was trying to move. I told you 17, there was only 15. Was that included? Three bathrooms. Maybe 12 bedrooms, 12 rooms, big rooms, three bathrooms, two big halls, porch all the way around it, all the way around two sides of it. Big wide porch screen. Four white forest. And one of the other ones. Once the porch was open, of course the other porch was screened all the way around.
How'd you get up from the first floor to the second floor?
I had a winding step up there, you know, angle up. See, it only angled one time. It went up quickly, then angled back in. The hall is wide as this upstairs. You walk into the hall is wide as this room. That's a huge house, it's a big house.
Sound like a pretty house.
Hard to keep. No, it wasn't having any architecture view. It was the one next to it was. The two fellas came here together and they both had lots of money. Settled this town. One of them built a fine house and it's a beauty on the side of it. It's from appearance it looks good. I think Mr. Johnson just built that just to be sure he had enough rooms and enough houses, enough big enough house. He tried to add to it and he put a gable on it a couple of places. I had pulled the gable off. It kept leaking and it wasn't doing anything but for looks. But I then tried to repair it, so what told me, he said, I can tear that thing off and re-roof that a whole lot cheaper than I can try to re-roof that the gable. He said it don't shed any water, don't do anything but improve the looks of the house. He said the angle of it is so obsolete. Roof on the top of your house, said it don't even look pretty that way. I said, I'll tie it off. So he tore it off. People, they didn't like that. There's about a whole family of them raised in it over here. They go by and look at me tearing down that house. And great big oak trees out there on either side of a porch. It was, oh, they were huge. They were about 4 feet through, middle. Just hang over the house. Storm came along and blew one limb down on the house and I had to put 40 of those slate shingles on it. So when he cut the limb off the house, I told him to cut the tree down. So he cut the tree down. They didn't think much of that. They didn't say much. Well, I didn't hit the one on the other side. I had two more right in front of the house. I didn't need those on the side. And it's just shaded. You couldn't have any grass. So when lightning hit the other one, I had it taken down. Well, I changed the looks of it quite a bit. It let the air in and everything else. It was a lot better without those two big goats. Of course, it did let the sun, the afternoon sun, hit it when you cut one of them down, but it looked so lopsided with that big limb that blew off of it. It was that big around. You know, it was old. It's been there for 50 years. There wasn't somebody else out there? We were talking about birds the other day. That woodpecker, red-headed one, and then his plain one, they have a sapsucker. A sapsucker is a different bird from a woodpecker. He lives the same way the woodpecker does, but he's yellow, and he has a lot of yellow on him, and gray.